Carter's Jewelry, can I help you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey. Good, good. This is Juju. Who am I speaking with, Brian or Chris?
Chris.
Chris, not as much. It's Juju again. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Awesome, Chris. I just wanted to check in, see how everything is going. I know I spoke with Teresa yesterday. Your emails keep bouncing back. I'm not too sure why that is. But yeah, I've been just
what
trying to get in touch with you. I'll tell you now. The one I have is, this is, what is the sales at CarterDiamondJewelers.com. Is that still the one you're using, or has it changed?
That one goes through the website and everything else.
Yeah.
You should have CartersDiamondJE@BellSouth.net.
CartersDiamondJE@BellSouth.net. Okay, awesome. I'll try and reach out to you via there as well. But, Chris, while I have you on the line, I just wanted to check in. I know this, I probably have this sold already, but I'm not sure if this is something you want to keep for stock. It's that 2-carat lab studs. You can rather send that back to me overnight if you don't want to keep it for stock for the holiday.
No, we don't have to keep it. That's fine. I'll send it back to you.
There's no need for that? No holes or anything that you guys want to fill on yours end? Rather.
No.
Okay. Well, let me know if anything does come up, Chris, during the holiday season as well. Remember, we do free overnight shipping, so there's no hassle.
Okay. Are you going to send me a label to send these back?
Okay. No, I did provide you with one already previously, I think about a month ago. If you can arrange this overnight, maybe today for Monday.
Yeah, I'll send it back, but listen, don't call me anymore to do business with me anymore. I don't want to do business with you people anymore. So take me off of whatever list you got me on.
Is this because of shipping back all the time?
Yes, I never asked for this in the first place. I didn't want the shit you're sending. And then you call me and you want it back, and then you don't want to pay to take it back. You send me stuff I don't want, and then you don't want to pay to send it back. I'm not going to spend $50 to send things back to you all the time. It's not worth it.
Okay, then
the stuff y'all sell is,
that.
I mean, it's, I told you, I got so many studs. Everybody does lab-created studs. I got studs coming out of my ears. I told you that when you sent them.
Well, that's awesome.
Then you sent me an orange diamond ring. I mean,
let me know what holes perhaps you have during the holiday season.
I told you twice, or three times, lab-created engagement rings. You said, yeah, and then you sent me studs. So just listen, we're not going to do business anymore. So take me off of the list for RDI. I don't want to do business with you people, okay?
Cool. Always let me know if you need anything, okay? I'll still be here.
I don't need anything from y'all. You send the wrong crap. I told you I needed engagement rings. You send me studs, and now you want me to pay you to send them back. And your prices are too high on the studs.
You did mention that. That's why I said hold on.
Yes, I did, and you sent me studs. And now you want me to pay you to send them back. You don't see the problem?
Okay. No, Chris, I clearly see the problem, and I apologize. I mean, if you're getting upset because of this as well, but
I'm spending $50 to send you something I didn't even want. So you're costing me money for something I didn't even ask you for.
Okay, no problem, Chris. I understand. Okay, I'll give you up a call maybe in the next 2 weeks or so and see if anything.
Don't call me anymore.
Okay, I understand. Thanks, Chris.